सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
तो प्रजा सृजेति भगवान कर्दमो ब्रह्मोदितः। ब्रह्मा जी कमांडेड टू कर्दम, प्रजा सृजेति बिगेट चिल्ड्रन नाउ। आफ्टर दैट कर्दम जी मेडिटेटेड फॉर 10,000 ईयर्स एंड लॉर्ड केम। आफ्टर कंप्लीशन ऑफ दैट 10,000 ईयर्स ऑफ मेडिटेशन लॉर्ड वॉज प्लीज एंड ही केम। Then we saw the description of the whole of Bhagwan, Sri Hari wearing a kirit in and yellow silk cloth, ornaments, Sankha Chakra Padagadna, and one foot resting on the Garuda, and everything that we have seen. After that, he started doing the stuti of Bhagwan. In stuti, he says, that you are the reservoir of goodness, all Satyagun is with you. You are the storehouse of all Sukha, bliss is also with you. And your lotus feet are the true vessel to take one across the Bhavasindhu. Anybody who takes shelter of the Bhagwan, he can cross this Bhavasindhu, cross this Sansar Sagar, Dukkha Sagar. But only person deprived of their intelligence by spell of the Maya will worship those feet for gaining tribal things. And the word used here is hat medhas. Hat medhas. Have you heard? You know medha? Medha, medha, medha suktam is there. Intelligence. Hat means whose intelligence is lost or destroyed. So unintelligent people will worship Lord for what? For tribal things. For worldly things. Same worship, same puja can take you out of the sansar. But people all worship for tribal things. Same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita also, alpamedhasa. There the word is alpamedhasa in Bhagavad Gita. Okay, then Kardamji says, I am one of those ill-motivated person approaching thy feet for what? I desire to acquire a woman a suitable temperament. मेरे को शादी करनी है। तो एंड ही सेज यू आर मास्टर एंड लीडर ऑफ ऑल लिविंग बींग्स अंडर योर डिरेक्शन ऑल जीव एज इफ बाउंड बाई रोप कॉन्स्टेंटली इंगेज इन सेटिस्फाइंग देयर डिजायर्स। वन आफ्टर अनदर डिजायर इज कमिंग। द हु इज द एक्चुअल कल्प्रिट इज द लॉर्ड। ही इज मेकिंग ऑल ऑफ अस going round and round in the world and satisfying our desires. And those who take the shelter of lotus feet of Lord, they can be freed from the primary necessity of the material body. So up to slok number 17 we have seen. Now we'll see verse number 18.
Na teja raksha bhramita yuresham त्रयोदशारं त्रिशतं षष्टि पर्व सन्नेमनन्तच्छति अत्रिवनाभि करालस्त्रोतो जगदाचिद्य धावत।
न न मीन्स नॉट। ते योर अजर इम्पेरिसिबल इम्पेरिसिबल भ्रमी भ्रमी मीन्स रोटेट द टाइम इज रोटेटिंग and Brahmi Ayuresham. But this time is not able to control a devotee's life. You see how this time factor is not applicable on a devotee. Na te ajar aksha. Aksha means the axle. Axle means the time. There is an axle going on. Like in a vehicle, you will find an axle, and then that axle rotates the wheel. So wheel of time now is being described here. But that wheel of time is not applicable to a devotee. Na ayuresham trayodasaram. It has aram. Aram means the spoke. How many spokes? 13 spokes. Trayodas. 3 plus 10, 13. Trayodas aram. Trisatam sashti parva and 360 functions. Three satam means 300. Sat means 100. Sat means 100. Three satam plus sashti. You have na sashti puja. As they say, the same sashti. Sashti parva. So 300 plus 60, 360 parva function. This refers to 360 days. And 13 refers to 13 months. Aram. Aram means spoke. Then Satnemi means rim. Nemi means rim. Satnemi means six ritu. Then Ananta Chadi, innumerable leaves. Innumerable leaves means, then if you calculate the seconds, you will find a very big number. If you try to find out how many seconds are in 1 year, 365, it's a big number. So it says Ananta Chadi leaves. Yatri nabhi, and it has got three nabhis. Three nabhis means three chaturmas. Chaturmas means 4 months into three is called 12 months. Three nabhi means three chaturmas. Karala strotra, tremendous velocity. This time is continuously going on. It's a tremendous velocity. Nobody can stop it. Jagat achidya dhavata. And it is cutting the life of all human beings and other beings. All beings who are not bhakta. Only bhakta is exception. How he is exempted, we'll see that. All other, those who are not bhakta, they are in the time frame. Okay, your shift movement wheel of time with 13 months as spoke, 360 days as its parts, the six seasons as rims, the countless moments as leaves carved upon it, and three period of chaturmas as the hub. It takes away the lifespan of human, but can't touch bhakta. Can't touch the bhakta. So what is the greatest danger for the human beings? Is the transmigration. It's the greatest danger. Continuous birth and death is the process going on. We have taken birth millions of times. But a little bit of devotional services protects from the great danger. A little bit of devotional services. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Svalpasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Svalpa. Aap thoda sa karma yog karo. You do little bit of karma yog. Alpa. And it protects you from mahato bhayat. Mahato means very big boy. Bhay means fear. What is the biggest fear? It saves you from the transmigration. So bhakti is protected that way. How karma yogi is a bhakta? Because he is offering everything to Lord. He all actions for the happiness of the Lord. So it is a puja of Lord continuously. Therefore, he is a bhakta, he is protected. And not only that, na pratyabhai dos, if he is not able to complete his job or if he is not following the sequence, still there is no sin. You see, in agriculture, you will find you have to follow a sequence, particular sequence is there. First you have to prepare soil, then you put sow the seed, then water it, fertilize it, take out the weeds, and you wait for the 3 months, 4 months, and then the crop will come, you have dry. You cannot change the sequence. But in karma, if you change the sequence also, there is no problem. If you don't complete the job, then it's still no problem. Still you get the benefit. You all might be wondering, how is that possible? In worldly, if somebody is not completing his contract, he is never paid. But in case of karma yoga, it is always beneficial. Positive, 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 positive. How? Because even if I have done 0.0001 second of karma yoga, I have remembered Lord, so I have got a positive result. I may not get the fruits here for the action done, but the fruit of love, bhakti, that will be always there. Whether the result is positive or negative, does that matter? Lord is not concerned with the fruit of action. Our fruit of action, he's not concerned. He's not concerned. We offer all the prasad, he will not touch it. He's not concerned with that. What he takes is the bhakti part out of that. How we are offering. Similarly, in karma yoga, if we do little bit of karma yoga, till we get the benefit. So karma yoga is very good. So six seasons are called ritu. Rainy season is called chaturmas. Chaturmas, rainy season, summer and winter. Normally we say this way, 4 months, 4 months, 4 months, and this way we say chaturmas. And according to Vedic astronomical calculations, there are 13 months. And the 13th month is called adhi mas or mal mas. It comes after every 3 years. Every 3 years, the Malmas will come, Adimas. Sun rises and sets. It takes away the lifespan of a human. The time factor cannot touch a bhakt. The time factor cannot touch a bhakt. Why? Because he is doing everything for the Lord, and Lord will take care of him. He will take out him from the time cycle. Khatam ho jayega. He will go beyond time. He will merge with the Lord. One who knows the Brahman is no more born. That means what? He becomes Brahman only. Similarly, he also gets the benefit. So the time factor cannot touch a bhakt. So time is here compared to a big wheel which has 360 joints, six rims in the shape of seasons, numberless leaves in the shape of moment. It rotates on the eternal existence of Brahman. You see, the time is also within Maya. The whole thing is rotating on Brahman only. So everything is on Brahman. Next.
Eka swayam sanjagata srisikshaya dvitiya atman adhi yoga mayaya srijasya dappasi punargrasishyase yathorna navir bhagavan swashakti bhi.
Ekaha. Eka means you are one. Without second. Adhitiya. Ekaha. Swayam, yourself. Sanjagataha. Sanjagata being jagat. Sanjagataha. Si srikshayam. With desire to create. With desire to create. Many times we ask this question. Who created this world? And while we are seeing the creation, creator and beyond, I also explained to you, a desire came in his mind and it happened, that's all. A desire came, I am alone, bored, I should be many. And he became many. Just thought and done. Adhitiya, adhitiya means without second, atman, yourself, adhiyogmaya. Adhiyogmaya means controlling your yogmaya. So Maya is not different from Lord. So who is the controller? Controller is the Lord. So controlling Maya, Lord, what he did, Srijas Adha, this Adha means this Jagat. Srijat means he created. Pasi means then he maintains this pasi. Punagrasishaya, and again, dissolve it also. So Lord is creator, sustainer, and dissolver. Srijaha, pasi, and punar grasishyase. How a beautiful example is now here given. Yatha urnabhi bhagavan. Yatha urnanabhi bhagavan swasakti bhi. Yatha urnanabhi means what? Spider. Have you seen how he creates? Urnanabhi, sometimes he is hanging. It's coming down. From his own saliva, he is making that rope. And again, you will find then he climbing again on the same, taking back everything inside. So he created, he is maintaining, he dissolved. It's a beautiful example. Same way, Lord is also creating, maintaining, and dissolving. O Lord, though one, you assume in yourself the yog maya, which is no other than you, with a view of to create the universe, maintain and wind up by your energies, just as the spider spin a cobweb, maintain and swallow it up. So Kardam want to say that, O Lord, you are various energies, creating energy, maintaining energy, dissolving energy. And then you create different elements, and each element has got energy. Like water, we know water has got a energy, can be converted into hydraulic energy. Wind, through wind also we get energy, windmill. So we have got different type of energy. He said all energy you only are. With different energy you are doing this thing. This Satchidananda is sentient, and he hears our prayer and fulfill our desire. Satchidananda is Brahman, this Lord, he listens to our prayer and grants us also. So Hat Medasa will ask for Bhagwan. Hat Medasa will ask for the worldly thing. An intelligent person will ask Bhagwan, chalo.
नैतद्वदाधीशपदं तवेप्सितं यन्मायया नस्तनुषे भूतसूक्ष्मं अनुग्रहायात्स्वपि यर्हि मायया लसत्तुलस्यातनुवा विलक्षितः
न एतत् न नो एतत् मीन्स् दिस् वत् मीन्स् इण्डीड् अधीश मीन्स् लॉर्ड पदं मीन्स् दिस् मेटीरियल् वर्ल्ड Tav your ipsitam, it's not your desire. It's not your desire. You didn't want to create this whole world. So why you have created? Yat maya, it is your maya which has created. Na tanusu, for whom? Na means us. Tanusu means manifest. Bhut suchmamam. For us, you have created bhut, element, suchmam, both gross and subtle. For us, Kardamji is saying, for us, you have created gross element and subtle element by your maya sakti. For what purpose? Anugrahaya, for bestowing mercy, asta api yahi maya. Let it be also when? By your maya. For anugraha, for sovereign your grace on us, you created all these things. And lasat tulsyam, and you have got a splendid form and wearing the tulsi mala. Lasat, splendid, tulsya, tulsi mala. Tanuva, Lord, bilakshita, is perceived. Lord is perceived wearing tulsi mala. O Lord, although it is your desire, you manifest this creation of gross and subtle. O Lord, it is not your desire. You manifest this creation of gross and subtle element. just for our sensual pleasure and satisfaction. For our sensual pleasure and satisfaction, you have created the whole world. So that we can exhaust our vasana, we can experience our sukh and dukh through the world. You have created this world. Let your causeless mercy be on us, for you have appeared before us in your eternal form, adorned with the tulsi leaves. Okay. So the world is not created by Brahman. Many times we have said, Brahman has not created. It is not the rope which has created the snake. Ask rope, have you created snake? Answer will be no. Ask Brahman, have you created this world? He will say no. Humne nahi banaya. It is by Maya. So world is for the people who want to enjoy. Those of us who want to enjoy. Stay there, play in the world. Devotees don't want to enjoy world. He is always remembering Lord. Those who surrendered to the Lord for the object emotions thought become useless. Those who surrender to the Lord, for them, object emotions and thought, world become useless. They go to the world only for their need, for maintaining the body and all that. They go to the world, otherwise they are always remembering Lord. There are many sadhus in Himalaya. They don't come out from their cave. They go to the village only for getting food, and whole day they are meditating there. So what we have to do? We have to give up the attachment to world. Only attachment, not give up the world. Give up only attachment to the world. Surrender to the Lord. Lord will protect us. Therefore, it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhya mochishyami maasucha. O Arjun, maasucha, don't grieve. Maasucha, don't be sorrowful. What you have to do? Sarva dharman parityajya. Sarva dharman parityajya means not that your religion, Hindu dharma and Christian or Muslim dharma. Here dharma means what you have created. What we have created, identification we have created. Identification we have created, attachment we have created. So he is saying, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja, you come to me. Give up your attachment to the world, detach from world and attach to Lord. 18.66, chapter 18.66. We are chanting in class. Next.
Rishi Ruvacha Ityavyalikam Pranutobjanabhah Swabhava Vase Vachasamritena.
No, one thing, 21.
I did not understand. No. Okay. Tam tvanu bhutto parati kriyartham swamaya yavartita loka tantram namamya vikshnam namaniya pada sarojamalpiya sikama varsham.
Tam, that, tu, you, anubhutya. Anubhutya means realization, anubhuti karna, anubhutya. Shruti, yukti and anubhuti vishena. Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasana, Shruti, Yukti, Anubhuti, Anubhutya, realization. Uparata Kriyartham, Uparat means disregard, Kriyartham, enjoyment of the activities, Swamayaya, by Maya, Vartita Lokatantram, Vartita means brought about, Lokatantram, this material world. By your Maya, you brought this whole world, material world. Namami abhichanam. Namami, I prostrate. Abhichanam means continuously I am prostrating to you. Namaniya pada. Namaniya pada means worship. Namaniya means worshipable. Pada means feet. Your feet are worshipable. And how is that? Saroja, sarojam alpiyasi. sarojam lotus, alpiyasi kamavarsam. And who are you? Kamavarsam. You are sovereign, fulfilling the desires, even the insignificant. Alpiyasi means insignificant desire also you fulfill. That is your grace. Whosoever comes with whatever desire, you fulfill it. So I continuously offer my respectful salutation unto your lotus feet, which is worth to take shelter because your sour benedictions on the insignificant to give all living beings detachment from the fruitive activities by realizing you have expanded these material worlds by your own energy. So those who want favor from Lord, number one, should surrender to him. If you want any favor, surrender to him. In Bhagavad Gita also we find Arjun wanted favor. What favor? And he surrendered. In chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, Arjun surrendered. It is said Arjun and Lord were together for a long time, maybe up to 70 years they were together, but Lord never gave him knowledge of self to Arjun. When he surrendered, then he gave him the knowledge of self. So first thing is we have to surrender. Bhagwan aap. Now you take care. Okay. Then he says, ye yatha mam prapadante tan sathaiva bhajamyaham. Now it is up to you. You surrender. You go to the Lord, and after that you can ask for material thing, he will give you material thing. If you want mukti, he will give you mukti. Kardam wanted wife, okay, I will give you a wife. Whatever you want, is whatever. That is promise of Lord. It's not that at one place Mahatma has said that Bhagwan is perhaps more favorable to Bhakta. They said, no, it's not like that. Whatever we want, he gives us. Okay. If we want material things, what we have to do? We have to do the rituals, karmakand. You will get material wealth and you will get power also. In Upadeshar, we have seen the Brahmins were doing puja. And continuously they were gaining wealth and power. Then Lord Shiva or Vishnu came, well, what is this doing? They will never get mukti. They are always remembering me, doing the rituals, doing puja for us, but they are on the wrong path, always asking for power, 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 power. They will not get mukti. So most of the people do this thing. So unless one is disgusted with the temporary soak of OET, he will not aspire for liberation. Shankaracharya in Sadhana Panchakam says, Bhava Sukhe Doso Anusandhiyatam. So long you think that Bhava Sukh is giving me Sukh, you will not come to satsang. The day you will realize that Bhava Sukh has never given me fulfillment. There is a fleeting Sukh in the sansar, in jagat, and now I want permanent soak, complete soak, fulfilled, so that I get fulfilled. I want that type of soak. Then you will come to satsang. Because the total fulfillment will happen only when you come to know your own true nature, or you come to know Lord. So bhakta want to see the darshan, he want to have a darshan of Lord. Bhakta wants to see sakar roop of the Lord. But a jnani, he wants to go to the nirgun side, formless Lord. It's the one and same. That formless takes the form. In Ramayana it is said, Bhagavan Ram is, who is this Ram? Sagun nirgun Brahma. He is nirgun Brahma. Now he is standing as a sagun. So once we are fed up with the world, it is giving me sorrow, 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 sorrow. The one way is the constantly in our life we are experiencing sorrow, the Lord is trying to remind us, come out of this sorrow. Second way of seeking it, that the sukh is coming, but that sukh is temporary. We all are experiencing sukh and dukh. Either you analyze the dukh. Why dukh is coming? And when the dukh comes, we all turn to Lord. That is a constant reminder to us. Magar jaise hi dukh khatam hua, the moment it ends, we again forget him. Khatam ho gaya bhai. So dukh reminds us. Kunti said, you always give me sorrow. Why? So that I can remember you always. So you will try to come out of this world in two ways. If when you experience dukkha, then you will try to find out where is the sukh or the permanent sukh. Or when you are experiencing sukh of the world, that sukh is fleeting sukh. It is temporary sukh. It is now my experience that I never got fulfilled. Then you will come out. Kab chutti milegi? रोज एक काम करते जा रहे हैं करते जा रहे हैं फुलफिलमेंट इज नॉट कमिंग. अच्छा तो आइदर यू कैन गो फ्रॉम भक्ति टू ज्ञान और फ्रॉम ज्ञान टू भक्ति. इन नारद भक्ति सूत्र ऑल्सो वी आर स्टडिंग द सेम थिंग. भक्ति मीन्स यू आर वर्शिपिंग लॉर्ड. Now after some time worshiping, you would like to know, who is this Krishna? I want to know. Gyan comes. Or if you go by the Gyan mark first, you come to know about the Lord, bhakti will come. Automatic bhakti will come. When you come to know that he is the controller, he is the creator, sustainer and dissolver of the whole world, देखो when in our if you are employed somewhere, if your boss is coming, come to your table, what happens? You get up na, out of respect. जब उसका boss आता है, manager, senior manager, so in front of senior manager, manager will get up. So when senior manager sees a director, senior manager will get up. Similarly, when you are able to see Lord, will you not revere, respect or worship that Lord? Automatically will happen. So after Gyan, Bhakti can come. Or Bhakti se Gyan. You can go to both way. Both way it is possible. Kaam Varsam means he satisfies the desire of anyone who approaches him. Kaam Varsam word has come here. That means anybody who approaches him for any desire, he will fulfill. That he will give.
Rishi Ruvacha Ityavyalikam Pranutev Janabha Tamava Bhase Vachasamritena Suparna Paksho Parirocha Manaha Prema Smito Dikshana Vipramad Prahu.
Rishi Ruvacha, now Maitri is saying, earlier Rishi was Kardam was praying to Lord. Now Maitri is saying to whom? Uddhav. Uddhav has asked the question. So now Maitri is saying, iti thus abhyalikam. Abhyalikam pranutah. Pranutah means sincerely having praised. Praised. Abjanabha. Abjanabha? Vishnu. Abjanabha. Vishnu. Lord Vishnu. Tam. Tam means to kardam. Abhase. Abhase means replied. Replied, Vachasa Amritena. Who will be replying now? Kardam prayed to Lord. Kardam prayed to the Lord. Now Lord is going to reply to his prayer. What was the prayer of Kardam? Ek ladki chahiye. He will tell. Vachasa Amritena, with the word sweet as nectar. Acha. Suparna Pakchopari. Suparna means Garu. Suparna Pakchopari upon the shoulder. Rochmana. Rochmana means shining. Prema Smita. Smile with affection. Bhagwan is smiling. Try to visualize when Vedvyasa is describing the description and Bhagwan is smiling. Then Udvichana, looking, Bibhramada, Bhru. Bibhramada means moving his eyebrows. Bibhramada means moving. Bhru means. So Bhagwan is moving his eyebrows and seeing Kardam. So it is said here, Lord was pleased with the sincere words of Kardam Muni, Lord Sri Hari or Vishnu, shining very beautifully on the shoulder of Garuda, replied with the words as sweet as nectar. His eyebrows moved gracefully as he looked at the sage with a smile full of affection. Vachasa Amritena. So whatever Lord is speaking, you see, Lord is speaking from the transcendental platform. We are speaking from the Martyalok. Our speech, our words will die. But the Vachasa Amrita of the Lord is Amrit, it will not die. It's beautiful. Vachasa Amritena. His words are Amrit. Amrit is immortal words. It will never die. So when a bhakt praises his glory, he is very satisfied and he showers his benediction on bhakta. He showers his grace on bhakta. Okay, now Bhagwan is going to say, Sri Bhagwan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagwan Uvacha, viditva tavach chaityam me puraiva samayojitata yadartham atmaniyam maihi tvaivaham samarchitaha.
Sri Bhagwan Uvacha. But what is the meaning of Sri? Sri Guru Charan Saroj Raja, Sri Guru. In Hanuman Chalisa, Sri Guru Charan Saroj Raja. Why Sri is there? Akhanda Mandalakaram Vyaptamena Characharam Tatpatyam Darsitamena Tasmai Sri Guruvena. Sri means who knows the Brahma Vidya. Who has got the Atma Gyan? Sri. Sri Bhagwan. Viditva. Viditva, understanding. Now Bhagwan is saying, with understanding, I understand what? Tava Chaityam. Tava means your. Chaityam means your mental condition. I know your mental condition. Me, I know it. Puraiva means previously, certainly. Eva means certainly. So before appearing before you, I know your state of mind. Acha. Samayoji tataha, and I have arranged also that. Okay. Yadartham, for the sake of which, Atma niyamai. Dekho, here Atma means mind and senses. Niyamai means controlled. Kardam controlled what? Not Atma. You cannot control Atma. What he controlled? Here Atma means mind and senses. So Atma has got different meaning according to the context. Here it means mind and senses. Niyamai, Tvaiva aham. Tvaya means why you. Niyamai, Tvaya. Tvaya means by you. You control your mind and senses. Iva only, aham means I. Samarchita means have been worshipped. You have worshipped me. By 10,000 years you meditated upon me and I know your state of mind also. So knowing even beforehand the desire with which you have practiced discipline of mind and senses for worshipping me, I have already made arrangement for the same.
Ten thousand.
I made arrangement. अच्छा, how Lord came to know? अंतर्यामी, देखो यहां ये समझना है, अंतर्यामी. How he came to know his state of mind? Where Lord resides in our heart is in mind. What is mind? Mind is inner thing made of subtle elements. What is the function of mind? Thoughts are there. Since mind is inner, thought is also inner. Who is giving sentiency? Lord sitting in the heart is giving the sentiency. So who is illumining our thoughts? Lord is illumining. So whenever thought comes, whether I express it or I don't express it, but Lord knows it. Lord knows it. Oh, tum kaaye baithe ho, he knows that. Why you are sitting in this position? Controlling your mind and senses, meditating on Lord. I know your purpose. And I have arranged for that also. So puja never goes waste. I know your desire and I've made arrangement also. If you do puja of the Lord, it will never go waste. Lord will take care of it. But Lord will see whether it is good for you or not. That he will see. Okay. So Paramatma is seated in the heart of everybody and he knows each and every thought of each and every being. And we can quote, if somebody asks you, kahin likha aisa hai? Have you got any reference? Yes. Aham atma gudakesa sarva bhutasya asita. In Gita it is written. Aham atma gudakesa. Gudakesa means who has conquered his sleep. Arjun. Aham atma gudakesa sarva bhutasya asita. In the sarva bhuta, in all beings, I am sthita, I am there. So Lord is everywhere.
नवै जातु मृषैव स्यात् प्रजाध्यक्षमदर्हनं भवद्विदेशोति तदामयि संग्रीभीतात्मं संग्रीभीतात्मनाम्
न नॉट वै इंडीड जातु एवर मृषैव यूजलेस स्यात् स्यात् मींस मे बी प्रजाध्यक्ष प्रजाध्यक्ष में लीडर ऑफ द लिविंग बीइंग Praja Adhyaksha. Adhyaksha means president, like we say. Leader. Leader of living being. Madharanam, Madharanam, worship of me. So anybody worshipping me never goes wasted. Bhavada Videsu. Bhavada Videsu, persons like you. If anybody worships, his prayer never goes, what to talk about you, Kardam? You are a great bhakta of mine. Desu atitaram, extremely mai on me, sangribhit atmanam. Sangribhit atmanam is you have fixed your mind on me. Sangribhit atmanam. Atmanam is mind here. You have fixed mind on me. O Prajapati, know for certain that the concentrated and wholehearted prayer to me will never go unanswered. Anybody can do. Anybody can pray, no problem, Lord is assuring, it will be answered. It is even more certain that it will not be vain in the case of a great devotee like you. If a great devotee is doing, if a great devotee is praying for something, it will definitely grant it. Normal rule is anybody can pray and his prayer will be heard. So prayer can be sakam or niskam. It can be niskam also. Serving Lord out of love for the Lord without any desire is niskam. Serving Lord without any desire is niskam. Or you can serve Lord. I want this, give me this. This is sakam. How many type of bhakta are there in Bhagavad Gita? Four types. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukrito narjuna arto jigyasu artha arthi jnani cha bhartarsava. There are four types of bhakta. First is artha, dukhi, sorrowful, afflicted. Jigyasu, jigyasu seeker, he wants to know, Lord, Bhagwan, help me so that I am successful in my sadhana, jigyasu. Artharthi, desiring something. Bhagwan, I have got one car, I want another car. I have got one house, give me one more house. Or I have got 1 billion, I want another billion. Artharthi, I want more. And Jnani, Jnani is also bhakta because he always thinks about that. Brahman only.
Navai jatu mishaiva syat prajadhyaksa madarhanam bhavat videshoti taramai sangrivita. This I have read, na?
No, Prajapati Sutta. No.
Mai sangrivitatmanam.
That is over. Prajapati Sutta, 25.
Prajapati Sutta Samran Manur Vikhyata Mangalaha Brahmavartam Yodivasan Shasti Saptarnavamahim.
Now he is telling, you see, Kardam has prayed for ek mere ko wife chahiye. Now he is giving all that description. Who is that? What arrangement he has already made? Earlier he has said, I'm arranged kar diya hai. Prajapati Suta, son of Brahma. Who is going to come to you? It is Prajapati, son. And who is that? Samrat. He is not an ordinary person. He is Samrat. Samrat. Manu Bikhyat Mangala. Samrat Manu. Manu is going to come. Bikhyat Mangala. He is very famous for the righteous actions. Bikhyat Mangala. Who is Kardam? Kardam is sitting in jungle with a chota sa ashram, thatched roof, no amenities, nothing is there. And who is going to come? Manu ki beti aane wali hai. Mangala. Acha. From where? Brahma avartam. Kahan se aayenge? Who is coming? And from where is coming? Brahmavart. Name of the place is Brahmavartanam. Yaha Adhivasanam. And he who lives there. Yaha means he who. He who, that Manu lives where? In Brahmavartanam. Sasti, what is doing? He rules. Sasti. Sasan karna. Sasti is ruling. Kahan rule hai uska bhai? Saptar Navam Mahim. Mahim means earth. A earth with 7 oceans. That means the whole world. He is ruling, Manu is ruling the whole world from Brahmavarta. The name of the place of that is Brahmavarta. So the Emperor Swayambhu Manu, son of Brahma, who is well known for his righteous acts, has his seat in Brahmavarta. This Brahmavarta is, some Mahatma say it is Kurukshetra, near Delhi. Kurukshetra is there. Okay, and rules over the earth with its 7 oceans. 7 oceans. Whole earth. He is the Samrat, emperor. Sometime it is said Brahmavarta is a part of Kurukshetra, or Kurukshetra is situated in Brahmavarta. Brahmavarta. It is a holy place because even devta are recommended to do the spiritual ritualistic performances there. It's a holy place. Devtas come to do the rituals there. Acha. Other opinion is that Brahmavarta is in the Brahmalok where Swayambhu Manu ruled. Brahmalok. Because he's son of Brahmaji. Naturally, it can be there also. So different interpretations are there. So Manu, Mangal word is used here for Manu. Mangal means Manu had good qualities and elevated spiritually, and he was famous for his good qualities. Righteous action, doing righteous action.
Sacheha viprarajarshihi mahishya satarupaya ayasati didikshustvam paraswo dharma kovidah.
Next question is, when will he come? First to janna na, who is coming? Uska status kya hai? Everything explained. Manu is coming and he is samrat, coming from where also? Brahmavart. Now when is he coming? Immediately question will come. The Lord is answering. Sa che vipra rajarsi mahishya satrupaya sa manu cha iha, cha means and, iha, here, vipra, o brahman, o kardam, rajarsi, he is a saintly raja, and he will come with mahishya satrupaya. Mahishya means the rani. Rani satrupa. So Raja Manu with his wife Satrupa is going to come. Ayasyati means going to come. They are coming. Didritsu Twam. Didritsu, they want to see you. Kardam, they want to see you. Aapko dekhne ke liye aa rahe hain. Acha, Twam. When? Paraso. Paraso means? Day after tomorrow. Arrangement is all ho gaya hai. Paraso, day after tomorrow they are coming. And who is this dharma kovida? Expert in the religious activities. Manu is expert in religious activities. Dharma kovida. Kovida. In Sanskrit there is a kovid pariksha. Kovid pariksha. And how is it Manu? Dharma kovida. Knower of all the religious activities, Dharma Kovidi. He is coming. So the day after tomorrow, O Vipra, that celebrated emperor who is expert in the religious activities, will come here with his queen, Satrupa, wishing to see you. Dekho, itna jaldi kaam ho raha hai, patapat. Acha, why will he come? Kyun aayega? Next.
Atma jama sita pangim vayashila gunanvitam mrigayantim pratim dashati anurupayate prabho.
Atma jam is his daughter. Atma jam, his daughter. Asit apangim. Asit means black. Apangim is eyes. Description of would be bride. Her eyes are black. Vaya sila. Vaya. Vaya means grown up. Sila is character. Gunanvitam, endowed with very good qualities. Look, Bhagavan is become the middleman. He is giving the all description of girl. Kaisi hai dekhne mein? She is grown up. Character is good. Huh? Gunanvitam. He is telling, Bhagwan is telling to Kardam. We never got this chance, na? Bhagwan aake batayenge, aapka wife aisa honne wala hai. Mrigayantim. And she is also searching. She is also searching. Mrigayantim. What? Patim. She is also looking for a pati, husband. Dasyanti will give anurupaya, who are suitable to te prabhu. Te means to you, prabhu, my dear sir. They are coming to give their daughter to you. Acha. He has a grown-up daughter whose eyes are black. She is ready for marriage and she has a good character and all good qualities. She is also searching for a good husband. My dear Sir Prabhu, her parents will come to see you. You will exact, you, who are exactly suitable for her, just to deliver their daughter as your wife. Kardam Muni was thinking, I am staying in jungle. This princess is coming, daughter of Samrat, ruler of the whole world. and usko leke aa rahe hain. Many things we have to learn. You see, it is coming from that time that bride party will come to bridegroom place. Raja is coming all the way to the jungle. So, Bhagavan is trying to say to Kardam Muni, don't think you are not fit for her. In giving this all description and all that, a thought may come into the Kardam Muni, mere paas to ek paisa nahi hai. And you are telling me, maintenance kaise hoga? So, Bhagavan is saying, don't worry. Don't worry about that. So in earlier times, selection of good husband for girls was the duty of parents. You know, the maa-baap, Manu Satrupa with their daughter, they have coming to search for a good husband. And they consider all aspects of the groom before marriage, their culture, marriage, and psychological compatibility, everything they used to see. Everything they will see. But nowadays, what happens? If selected by the girl, they may not see all these factors, and the result will be divorce. If all factors are not seen correctly before marriage, what will happen? Of course, in the latter part of Bhagavatam, it is said, in Kali Yuga, everybody will see the outer beauty only. And the moment the outer beauty is gone, divorce will happen. That also he said there, predicted there. So Bhagavan says, okay, aur batayenge. Compatibility batayenge. Bhagavan will say, compatibility. It's in our next class.
How can somebody meditate for 10,000 years? Wouldn't the body disintegrate?
Yo, you see, this is Satyuga. This is the creation has just started, you know. Manu Satrupa, by the union of husband and wife, the creation had just started from there. So Satyug, the lifespan was 100,000 years. So out of 100,000, 10,000 is nothing. Even 60,000. Even
60,000.
You will hardly find people of 300 years old and all that.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasa Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurupyo Namah Hari Om.